I don't pray for people's health. I don't concentrate on get rid of their pain or sickness. That's me. I hold on. I know their pain, but then I hold on to their light rather than, you know, affirming their sickness. I'm not stupid. I know they're sick, okay? I know they're dying. You know, that is my thing, okay? But then you're affirming they are dying more. But then affirming, okay, they live eternal light. That's the difference. So understand about your prayer to start with, that is the first front of your ladder, including yourself. When you pray with fear, you have to address, I notice I'm fearful. I notice I have doubt. So because of that, you pray to remove, release your doubt, asking for help to receive what I already have. Got it? So that means at this moment I feel fearful. So that means I surrender my fear. You know the drill now, isn't it? To surrender your fear, you experience fear. Am I right? You don't ask, okay, for money coming in, so to cover my fear. The lack of money is quite fearful. Do you know that? So I notice that fear, the energy of fear. I surrender first, releasing the fearful energy. The money you pray is a smokescreen. You release the fear. You're asking for somebody being healthy and, you know, changing that whatever. It is your unfaith. And also, you lose your connection to life. Life itself got no fear and got no sickness. You're asking people to change their appearance to please yourself. Nothing to do with them. Be healthy so I feel better, please. Trust me. No, I'm trying to be unnice. You don't see it this way. But it's the truth. You're affirming they are sick. What are you going to do if they are sick? You feel down, you feel unhappy, you're not fulfilled, you're not wholesome. Their sickness disturbs your peace. For me, it's selfish act. If they still remain sick, I even feel sad, sorrow, and loss. How dare you? And then I cannot make you feel safe and healthy. I pray, please make them feel safe and healthy. So I feel more happier, more at peace. Am I cruel? That is what you're asking. What if I don't want to be healthy? Who are you to pray to me and, you know, change me? Am I nasty? I am, because I'm sick. Have you ever asked permission to pray for my health? You never. You just do it to yourself, right? It's true. Please ask my permission if you pray for my happiness. What if I don't want happiness? Make sense? Can you see I'm a bitter person, very negative? Okay? Can you see that's the reason why I'm sick? Who are you to take it away? Can you get the idea now? It's for your own sake, isn't it? Please be healthy so I feel better. I allow people to be sick. We answer their prayer by inspiration. If they want to be sick, please do. I honor that. Why? Because it's your own creation, the power of your own mind. I honor you. I respect your decision. If you need my help, I'm here to love, to share love with. Make sense now? You cannot force me to be healthy. You can't do it. So understand about it. You pray always is for yourself, not for the other to start with. So that means, okay, you relinquish, okay, your intention. You're trying to fix me. You've played God on me. I want to be sick. I want to be punished in hell. As I said, who are you to take this away from me? That is the reason why you do not see the big picture. Let them, they have to go through the pain to learn the lesson. So not because you're happy, you know the sorrow, grief inside as a human being, but you're releasing it. Releasing it. But then you examine what's inside of you, so you're changing it. That means surrender, releasing. That is a skill you already learned so much.